T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Three, two, one, hit it.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good day, friends. It's Friday. How we doing? How we doing? How we doing?
Good.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Right?
All day.
All day. Until tomorrow. It's actually Friday until you go to sleep. Doesn't matter what time. If you go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's still Friday.
Well, excellent point.
That's the way I look at it. 314-436-7900. Join us on the show, Odyssey app, where you listen to the show live and the podcast later. You can send us a voice message directly from that. And if you want to stream us live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can watch John and Michael, who are in with us now, John Hancock and Michael Kelly, Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ronji. You can do that, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We are on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, it's Halloween. Oh, baby, October 31st it is today, and we need you to share your ghost stories with us. If you have a brush with a paranormal, something has happened to you, you can tell us about that in the 11 o'clock hour. I'm going to take your phone calls, and we're going to decide whether or not you're full of crap, or we'll determine whether or not it actually happened.
Yeah, I guess is Drew replacing our Matt Pajeski on the ghost panel.
Yeah, because
I had to
Pajeski
recuse
took
myself,
the day off.
John, from the ghost.
The ghost panel.
Yeah, I'm not really a ghost Halloween kind of person.
Because it doesn't exist. There's no such thing.
Okay,
as
well, this is the top three. This is not up for discussion. Amy, number two.
Gosh, got to pull myself together because this is actually a story that we've been, well, the country's been following. Just the continuation of ICE deportations, and they are hitting close to home. ICE took a local restaurant owner into custody right after he dropped his kids off from school, and I know John Hancock has a story as well. Yep. That's touching his family and friends.
Blues have lost six in a row now.
Well,
they lost to the Vancouver Canucks six in a row. So there it is.
It's bad.
Not great. It's
and,
not
and, you know,
great.
They didn't play that poorly last night. But
they didn't, and as Oscar Sundquist said, because the media was asking him in the locker room, and that locker room was pretty down last night, understandably so. You know, are there takeaways? Are you moving in the right direction? He said, I guess so. He goes, honestly, I think we played better for most of the game than the Canucks. He goes, but it doesn't matter. We should have won that game, and right now, I don't care if we would be dominated for an entire game as long as we win. Like, he's like, I don't care, you know, how it looks, we have to win that game.
Well, it's early in the season, but, you know, you getting off to a start like this, they got the second worst record in the league right now.
Yeah, it's getting less early.
Yeah.
With every game, it's less early in the
season.
And
because our home schedule is so front-loaded, and we're losing all these home games, I think making the playoffs is in real jeopardy. It's even though it's so early
in the year. That's way early to be saying that.
Well, to John's point, though, the Central Division is the best division in the National Hockey League. And, I mean, it's going to be tough. you can't, and we said this, it's like a triathlon with the swimming and the biking and the running. You can't win a triathlon in the swim, but you can lose it. And the Blues can't, they can't secure a playoff spot in October, but they can pretty darn well lose one. It is early still-ish in the season, but they do need to turn around. And again, that was Oscar Sundquist at the end of last night's game. He said, things have to turn around. There's not much else you can say.
No. Nope. And
somewhat of a grouch there.
Pretty much the same team we had last year that had that great run in the second half and almost should have won the opening playoff round.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, I mean, Brent Suter's gone, I guess, and Foxa. But, I mean, it's essentially the same team. Arguably better, you know, than they in terms of on paper than they were last year.
Yeah, I mean, the loss of Zach Bolduc, you know, 20-goal scorer, is something that a lot of people are bringing up, especially as Logan Mailloux has to mature and develop into that role at the blue line. But, you know, that Logan Mailloux is not why the Blues are not winning right now. I mean, this is an entire team issue.
Yeah.
They did look better last night because going into last night's game, as Jim Montgomery said, they were so disorganized. He goes, it looks like we don't know what we're supposed to do next, what the next pass should be, where you should skate without the puck. They just were not connected at all.
I think the problem here is they're not quite there yet, mm-hmm. but they're getting to the point where I don't even care how it looks. They just need to put a win on the board.
Yeah, and that's what Oscar Sundquist said. He goes, I don't care if we get dominated during the game.
Got to win.
We have to win.
Yeah, you can take the progress, it looks good. Yeah, that's great and everything, but at some point you're going to have to get a win because you don't want this to get out of hand. We've talked about the psychology of it, and I think it does matter. I think if you go out there, even if you're playing well, and you start to think, all right, what's going to go wrong tonight? That ain't good.
Yeah.
You know, you could be playing a really good game. You're up 2-1. Get in the third period, maybe on the ice, maybe on the bench. You start to think, all right, what bounce is going to go against us tonight? You cannot allow that mindset to start. I'm not saying they're there, but that can happen, and it does happen. Even if players and coaches don't admit it, it does happen.
Joey Vitale, who we speak with him every week on Offside Hockey with Chris and Amy, Chris Kerber. We on Matrix Midwest on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Those are the logistics. But we chat with Joey Vitale every week, and Joey said what Ronj just said is, if you start to let that victim mentality creep into the locker room, like, oh, things are just going against us. Oh, we're just going to lose. Puck luck isn't bouncing our way. He said you have to reject that. You cannot let that victim mentality seep in and get that negative vibe in the locker room. And again, yeah, there were positives about last night's game. And I do agree with Oscar Sundquist that the Blues outplayed the Vancouver Canucks for the vast majority of that game. But two things. One, when they did break down, they were massive breakdowns and they gave up grade A scoring chances and the Canucks were able to convert on those. And two, the Canucks were thin. They have so many injuries. Their best players are out. Hughes is out. He's their best guy. And yeah, we lost Neighbors and Thomas, but I think there were like 8 or 9 Canucks who were hurt, including Brock Besser, who got hit in the family jewels and he was out for the game. It was not good. He took a slap shot from his own guy. He was down.
You never want to take one there, man. It's bad.
You do not.
He was
you
down. Right. I know. Right in the business district.
But yeah. But you know, the goaltending is an issue too for this team, and I don't know how the players can have much confidence in the backup goalie at this point. He's had a really rough start.
Joel Hofer.
Here's the thing about it. They're not in compared to the rest of the league, they're not giving up a ton of shots. So
their defensive numbers are actually pretty good.
Yeah, so this is a lot of this has to point to goaltending.
Well,
because the amount of shots per game they are allowing is pretty low in the league. It's something like second or third to the lowest.
They haven't let over 30 shots on goal.
Right, and you're still losing, but in some cases by considerable margins. Yeah. That is bad.
So it is. And yes, I mean, you look at Joel Hofer, he's had a horrendous start, not reflective of who he is. Jordan Binnington, I feel like, was probably sharper in the preseason, has had some bad moments, but in his defense, and obviously the team is saying this is not on the goalies, this is not on the goalies. When I say they're letting up grade A scoring chances, they had a 2-on-2. There was a mishandling of the puck, and there was a breakaway. And then minutes later, there was another breakaway. Yeah. If you keep letting up odd man rushes and breakaways, eventually that's not on the goalie. I mean, you're leaving your goalie out to dry. And so, yes, would you like to see maybe... I wish I could have seen a couple of like spectacular saves where it's almost like the goalie's lucky, but also the positioning's perfect, so he makes that save he shouldn't have made. Yeah, we haven't seen a ton of those, but we've also seen the goalie left out to dry time and time again, and that just kind of compounds the issue of the goalie's not feeling confident in their defense and the defense not feeling confident in their goaltender.
Yeah, and if you let Bennington play, you know, 67 or 70% of the games, that's no good either. I mean, you've got to have the backup.
I think he's played every game but one because he's had to come in.
Right. He's been in. Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, that's no way to manage a goaltending tandem.
Yeah.
Hancock and Kelly with us on this
and
Friday.
It's not all doom and gloom as we move on from the Blues because I think I don't know if this is less concerning. We're resuming nuclear testing. Is that bad?
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's bad or not. We're going to find out from our guys. I don't know if that's worse or not worse than our sheriff still in jail and no longer sheriff.
Oh, that's bad.
I mean, there's a lot coming up. We'll talk
about
that.
That's like an emotional nuclear bomb for you, Ron.
It really is. Yeah, my campaign has gone straight to hell. Hancock and Kelly with us, Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Text messages. Welcome at 314-436-7900. Odyssey app. You can leave us voice messages. Here's a text that says, "The day begins at midnight and ends at midnight, Chris. It would be really great if you would do research, simple research, by the way.
You didn't prep. You
and didn't figure prep. Out what the actual facts are before you report anything, because you sure don't do that much."
How about that?
That person's just jonesing for a fight with you. If they spent that much time sending that text
this person,
message in,
they're mad.
I don't know what this person is complaining about, because everybody knows It is. They teach it to you, college, every level, college, high school, junior high, that it is the same day. So like today, Friday, will be Friday until I go to bed.
Yeah.
So if I go to bed at 2:30 in the morning, it is still Friday when I go to bed.
They teach that
every level of school, even postgraduate.
Yeah.
Well, technically,
what do you mean they teach that?
Technically,
I never was
it's Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's true.
It's Saturday morning.
Jesus, Michael, are you the texter?
I'm just
upset.
But
I think you're right. It's Friday until you go to bed. And by the way, Friday could be 4 o'clock in the morning. But then when you wake up that Saturday, but I don't ever remember being taught that.
You were, Michael.
Ronj.
Oh, I do remember now. That
oh, my God.
Ronj,
Michael is out.
Ronj, I just want to say, Ronj.
Yeah.
It would be nice if you did a little simple research, because you could have Googled when does the day start and when does the day end.
And
it's all you had to do.
So what happens?
All you had to do was a little simple research to find out when the next day starts. And you didn't do that.
When does the next day start?
This is riveting.
What does it say?
I don't know. You can't trust AI, but the artificial intelligence response is the moment the clock hits midnight marks the start of a new day. I don't believe it.
Yep.
That's not what I was taught. John, you?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
No, that's correct.
The AI?
Yeah.
Gemini?
Our faithful listener out there was correct.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wikipedia also says midnight.
What?
This is the kind of... You know, I know Steve said to do a little show prep.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting this kind of technical conversation.
So the day ends at 11:59:59.
Wow. What? Since when?
What about if you're in New York?
Well, it ends at 11:59:59.
I don't know about that.
I don't believe it. I don't get it.
This doesn't make sense.
You're right.
You were using ChatGPT?
That was Google Gemini.
Gemini? Do you guys all use some type of AI in your life now?
No.
A little bit.
Michael, I use a pen and a notebook.
The couple of times I've used AI, I actually find Googling it
is wrong,
more convenient, and I feel like I'm being left behind because every time I use AI, I'm underwhelmed. Does that make sense?
Well, I asked AI when the Cardinals, who was starting for the Cardinals on Saturday, this was a couple months ago when they didn't have a Cardinals game on Saturday. Not only did AI fail to recognize that there was no Cardinals game on Saturday, but it said Paul Goldschmidt and Matt Carpenter would be starting for the Cardinals.
Even though Matt Carpenter was retired.
And Paul Goldschmidt
was a Yankee.
So I'm trying to integrate it because it's such a part of our lives, and everybody says you got to be in with AI, but I'm underwhelmed by it. Now, maybe I'm using the wrong thing. I'm using ChatGPT.
Gemini, and no. I will say this. We've had a bad week for simple research. Remember when I wasn't sure what day, and I guessed. I go, when do we turn the clocks back? And I guessed a different day in November, but it is this weekend.
Tomorrow.
Not at midnight, though.
No, 2 a.m.
No, 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
Yeah. I didn't do the simple research.
And for most of us, it'll still be Saturday night.
It will be Saturday night. I just, since we're talking about all of our controversial topics, before we get to the nuclear bombs, John and Michael, what do you think about the jewel heist at the Louvre? Do you think it was fancy?
I liked it in the sense that it was like a movie plot when it first came out. I've heard they found two suspects.
Seven. Now.
Have we seen them yet?
No.
Like, so I'm kind of interested. Do they look like, Charlize Theron and George Clooney and Brad Pitt stealing?
Charlize Theron is not in that movie.
Who cares?
Okay.
In my head.
She's in every movie. In
but I mean, or Julia Roberts. Like,
Julia Roberts
look like
is
that?
In it.
Yeah. Or was it truly just like some guys who maybe had painted in the Louvre, like, some bathroom walls?
The cameras weren't working. I mean,
Was it, you know why?
Well, they knew
their
that.
Subscription expired.
Yeah.
What do you mean that?
The Louvre. The
Louvre,
cameras.
For real.
Oh, they like when Microsoft says you got to pay us for another year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, a lot of their cameras were analog. And also, it wasn't even a security guard or a security camera that alerted the Louvre of the heist. It was a guy on a bike who was riding by the Louvre and said, hey, I think those guys are robbing the Louvre.
Wow.
That's what he did.
Well, don't you guys also think, and we had this discussion earlier in the week and to rave reviews, don't you think that if you're able to pull off, if a group of people is able to pull off a broad daylight jewel heist without anybody getting hurt, without anything, any property really, truly damaged, don't you think if they get away with that and they steal millions of dollars worth of jewels, shouldn't they be able to go free. I mean, it's a pretty remarkable crime.
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
Ingenuity, baby.
You can't go stealing jewels.
What? Why not?
Because
they're not your jewels.
Huh? Well, I've had my jewels stolen.
What?
Yeah, tell the story.
So I get home. We were at a thing in Lebanon, Missouri, and Georgianne's car was in the shop, and my car, we took a plane, so I drove to the airport and somehow failed to close my garage door. So we get home, the garage door's wide open.
Your tiara's missing.
We go in, stuff everywhere.
Oh, that's not good.
You know, they got my camcorder.
Ah.
They had Johnny's first birthday party on it. And Georgianne goes back to the bedroom and she gets in her jewelry box. She says, "Oh no." I said, "What?" They stole my mom's diamond bracelet she gave. I said, "Oh man." I said, "How about the cross necklace I got you for Christmas?" She said, "No, that's in here." she said, "Oh, they stole my Yaya's pendant, you know." I said, "Oh man. How about the bracelet I bought you? Now what's in here?" So they robbed me and insulted me.
They picked over all the stuff.
That's so sad.
It was sad. My goodness.
Oh,
sad.
Poor. Hey,
so yeah, John. Jewel heists are not.
These are not breaking into somebody's home. It's the Louvre.
No, yeah. They should get busted.
What do you mean?
Hold them to the highest account of the law. That's fine. I want to know the most about them.
What about Ocean's?
Because they'll be able to break out of jail. I've watched it in the movies.
What about Ocean's 12, where they have the helicopter and they pull that big diamond thing, whatever it is, the chandelier. Steal I don't know it. What the hell it is. I forgot. And they fly away with it.
Yeah.
What about that?
It's awesome.
What do you think about the heist taking place at 9:30 because the French have a good work-life balance?
But don't you think, listen, anybody ever been to the Louvre? I've been there.
No.
I've not been to the Louvre.
It's an enormous complex. When I tell you, like, it's ridiculously large. Mm. Like the mall is in D.C. That's how many buildings they're all attached. I don't know how they're keeping it. But if you're walking by in the middle of the daytime and you saw one of those, you know, cranes or whatever it was that they used, you wouldn't think much of it. You'd be like, oh, they're working on the window.
That's
they're
the doing. Brilliance of
if
it.
If it was happening in the evening, we're all much more skeptical of, hey, what are those people doing over there, blah, blah, blah. So I'm not surprised it's broad daylight.
That's why it's so brilliant.
High-vis vests and ladders. Right. I mean, genius.
Act like you belong there.
We have got the great political movie story Hancock and Kelly do. Tell our...
This is a great one.
A broad daylight
tell the listener
story.
Again. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a true story. Both George W. Bush and John Kerry were going to be in Davenport, Iowa on the same day because Iowa was kind of a big deal. And so all of the law enforcement, Secret Service and all the law enforcement was busy, keeping track of these two candidates that were both in town. Davenport's not a big town. Three banks in Davenport were robbed during the time that the president
while they were both
and
speaking.
The presidential candidate were speaking.
So think about that. Banks. You had more police officers per square foot in that town than they probably ever was. And during those things.
It's amazing.
They robbed both of them.
Yeah.
That's such a good movie.
Never caught them.
Now, I'll tell you a good movie that's about jewel heists that you guys should go watch. It's called After the Sunset.
No, never heard of it.
It's got Pierce Brosnan and...
Brosnan.
And Salma Hayek. And it's about them stealing some jewels. Yeah. It's a rather clean movie. It's fun. It takes place in the Caribbean. If you're looking for something to watch, it's
what's
a fun
it called? Jewel.
After the Sunset.
All right.
Pretty people, cute little story. Woody Harrelson's in it.
Woody.
Yeah, he's the guy chasing the Pierce and his wife. You'll like it. Check it out.
How to Steal a Million, old school Audrey Hepburn, Peter O'Toole movie. That's a little fancy movie. Nobody cares.
This is a little more contemporary, so it's up to date and kind of sexier. But
clean.
Nice.
All I'm saying is, let the sexy thieves cook. You know what I mean? Just let them do their thing.
Because in general, there's something a little sexy and fancy about it.
So you think if somebody was able to steal the Mona Lisa,
pretty
and
awesome.
They pull that off.
I'd rather them steal it than throw paint. Oh, hold
when
on.
We do find them. Yeah, we should let them loose.
I'd rather them steal the Mona Lisa than throw paint on it.
Yeah.
I never realized how small that sucker is.
Yeah. It's a little one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier to steal than you would think.
Right?
You could put that in your jacket,
it's
in your trench coat.
It's very anticlimactic when you go to it.
Just
because most of these pieces of art are
in this thing, and there's millions of people around it, and you're like, it's so small. This is what everybody's coming for.
For what it's worth, it is a true story that in 1911, a handyman at the Louvre, which is maybe where they got their idea, did steal the Mona Lisa, and it was missing for 2 years.
Wow.
And then they found it. Yeah.
When was this?
1911. It was missing from 1911 to 1913.
Did they ever let the media and people know that it was stolen? Or
I think so. Yeah, but I mean, because it was missing for 2 years, and then they were able to recover it, and they returned it to the Louvre in 1913. But maybe that's where the jewel heist thieves got their idea, because it was like a handyman worker who hid in a closet and then just acted like
that's
he was.
That's why, ironically, they found it hanging in an Italian restaurant.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, Amy Marks Kors, and Chris Ranji. This is the Chris and Amy Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris Ranji, Amy Marks Kors with you alongside John Hancock and Michael Kelly. And the conversation, you guys, around the country in the past few months has definitely been ICE and the deportations that are taking place from people who deporting people who have lived here a long time, maybe unfairly being deported. And there is a story on KSDK about a restaurant owner in Staunton who was taken into custody right after he dropped his kids off at school. And we can get into that as well, but John, you have a story that's very personal for you.
Yeah, a friend of the family married. He was Mexican. And they've got two young kids, 3 and about 8 months old, very much like the same age as my grandkids. In fact, Tula and the little girl are in dance class together. And so he was followed from his home to his work, gainfully employed, great guy, 33 years old. and arrested by ICE, incarcerated, and he's in the process now of being deported. And had lived in the country for over 10 years, thought he had gotten legal status. They paid a lawyer in Texas $15,000, and the lawyer told him that this takes care of it. He got a Social Security card.
Driver's license.
Yep. And, you know, no violations of the law. He's a faithful husband and father, gainfully employed. He's a breadwinner. And now he's gone. And I don't know what's going to happen with the family. But, you know, when you talk about getting the criminals out, I don't think anybody is opposed to that.
Nope.
But this is
like violent criminals, real actual crime, and not like traffic stops. Right. You were speeding, right, like all of us in this room do.
And the Republican position on immigration had always been secure the border and then deal with the folks that are here illegally. You know, that had always been the position of Republicans. Well, the border's secure right now. Donald Trump has accomplished that. And but now you've got this family that I don't know what if they're going to move to Mexico. I don't know. And the poor guy is. Yeah.
So, John, the girl was an American.
Yeah.
Grew up in America.
Yeah.
Meets this man, marries him. They believe they go through some type of a legal process.
Right.
They now have two children. They're American kids.
Yeah.
And ICE followed him from his house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
This is not what
absolutely
we were promised.
Ridiculous.
And I also thought once you married an American, you essentially had American status. And then especially if you're having kids as an American.
It's sad. And it's all about numbers. You know, they want to have the biggest deportation numbers ever. And I mean, it's not a very compassionate way to.
And this isn't taking some criminal off the street.
No.
This is taking your neighbor
and separating a family.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
And like I don't, you said, American wife. Three kids? Two kids?
Two kids.
Two kids.
And so, the three-year-old's asking for daddy. You know, what do you tell a three-year-old? It's just, it's horrible.
There are new numbers from the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse at Syracuse about the arrests that have been made and the people detained. 71% of the people who have been detained nationwide by ICE have no criminal record.
Yep.
That's not what was promised. What was promised is the worst of the worst. They said it over and over and over again. Worst of the worst. Well, they're getting people like business owners, like the guy in Staunton who owns a Mexican restaurant. Beloved by people in the community. He drops his kids off at school, drives a few blocks away, unmarked car, pulls them over, takes them away. They don't know why. They've got Nikki Budzinski and Dick Durbin who are trying to get answers on it. There's a rally that's planned for Sunday. Nope. Who wants that? And if you do want that, you need to figure out what's wrong with you. Because there is nothing good about that. Zero.
Yeah.
A person who's a member of society who is contributing to the community gets pulled over and arrested because maybe their paperwork isn't right. Or they don't even know what the hell the paperwork is. They're just pulling people over because they suspect they might be illegal. They take them away. And that's the end of it. There's no process. You just take these people away. It should be outraging everybody. It is absolutely ridiculous that this is happening right now. That guy, all he's done is own a business.
Yeah,
and be a good father.
People.
And everybody who knows him says that he's been nothing but a good father to his kids.
This friend of ours
is disgusting.
Same way. It's heartbreaking.
And the administration's doubling down on it. But I don't know, guys, is it... Maybe these individual stories will help to wake up people about.
I hope so, but there are too many people who are out of their minds right now.
I'm watching the ballroom situation at the same time where the man literally had a press conference a couple of months ago saying it's going to abut to the East Wing. I'm not going to. And then he knocks it down. I mean, the president says one thing and does the complete opposite, yet the people that support him continue to go along with it. I mean, they're being lied to.
Yeah.
There's a severe lack of critical thinking that's happening in the country right now, and it's really disheartening. I don't know what to say about it anymore, because you watch all this stuff happen, and it should be infuriating all of us. Like, I mean, how many times have you heard a story like what John just told? And you hear people say, yes, they should deport everybody who's here illegally. Go get them. Oh, no, but not my neighbor. He's great.
Right.
I love him. Don't take him. He hasn't done anything wrong.
With people who maybe like a lawn service or like you said, or like a restaurant or whatever it may be.
People contributing to the community.
People
the roofers in North St. Louis.
Yes. The thing is, when I brought up, like you brought up the roofers, I brought up the lawn service. These were specific stories of people who said, yes, deport everybody. Oh, not my circle. Don't deport my circle. These are good people, as if that's an anomaly. And it is, historically, conservatives, Republicans have been concerned about process, and process has mattered. And the way that ICE is showing up in unmarked vehicles, not telling people why they're being detained and arrested. First of all,
wearing masks.
I've been always been told as a female, like, even if there's a siren behind you and it's an unmarked car, like, don't pull over. Call 911 first and confirm that's a police officer, because you know that can be one of those things where people get a light and then the next thing you know, something horrible has happened. So, I mean, can you imagine? You're a man, a woman, and people who don't identify themselves in unmarked cars and masks grab you. This is like KGB terror type stuff, where you're just going to have people show up and grab you, and using the word disappear as a verb, and just disappear you. Like, that's what this feels like.
And that's what it is.
And it's anti-American, and you can be a country of law and order without being a country that operates by intimidation and fear. And this is a phrase that I love, that George Washington used over and over again, talking about our country, talking about how America is a refuge for immigrants, is that each person shall sit under their own vines and under their own fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. And that is that idea of being a refuge, a nation of immigrants. And like you said, these are members of the community who are contributing. They are workers, they are business owners, husbands and wives, and in, like, cowards in unmarked cars wearing masks. They're grabbing these people.
And they won't say anything. People are at, why are you taking me away? What are you doing? They won't say anything.
Yeah.
And they just do it.
And I will tell you.
Nobody would stand for that if it was happening to themselves.
I will tell you that the mass hiring that they've done in ICE, we're not getting the best and the brightest people.
No.
And
you get a bunch of a-holes is what
you're
getting.
Very inadequate training.
Like Dean Cain.
How do you stop this, guys, though? You have a Congress that's looking the other way. You have a Supreme Court that's rubber stamping it. Let's hypothetically say we get in a time machine and we're 3 years from now. Maybe you have some Democrat who's going to be president. How do you stop it? How do you keep this expansion of rolling through our Constitution? I know the same people who usually wave the Constitution at me need to spend a little time reading it.
It's going to take the country a long time.
Very long. Frank lets us know, producer, who is screening calls, that somebody called shouting, because that's what people do. Didn't want to go on the air. Says, tell your hosts the guy in Illinois is collateral damage. If Biden hadn't opened the borders, he wouldn't have been picked up. Okay. I'm sorry, man. We love you for listening, but that is so stupid. That is so stupid to say something like that.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't be okay collateral damage for what?
Truly not a Christian position.
Yeah, they could have done better at the border, but let's be honest. Both parties had not really done a whole lot in the last decade or so to really try to, under good faith, negotiate a way to close the border. They didn't. They had a bipartisan bill that was going to go a long way for doing that. We all talked about that bill.
Yeah.
And how, you know, it wasn't perfect, but it was two sides coming together to do something legally, doing it the right way, and getting to a place of compromise. And it was killed by the president, current president, who was running against it and told everybody to vote against it because he wanted to use it as an issue.
And they did.
That's just exactly what happened.
And I will say,
fact.
Yeah. And
absolute fact.
Again, the process matters, and why I think if you're a Republican, you should be extra mad at the process, because you actually had a pretty good argument to make against the Democrats and some of the policies that we saw the consequences of. I mean, I know that, you know, during the, gosh, I guess it was 2020, Democratic primary, when asking, like, should, you know, illegal immigrants get free health care or whatever and so forth and so forth, and everybody raised their hands. And because of, you could say, excessively lenient laws when it came to crossing the border illegally, that it became almost like an attractive nuisance. You were encouraging people to cross the border. Like, come on over, which created a humanitarian crisis at the border. And Ron, you may disagree, but I would argue that, wow, I really disagreed with what would be called, like, in tort law, an attractive nuisance of encouraging people, misleading them to come over and getting them in these really bad situations. We also saw that I would also argue, I understand that there are more progressive prosecutors and judges, sometimes in big cities, that where you did see multiple offenses from an illegal immigrant, and then it would finally come to a head if someone was, like, murdered or it was a terrible crime, and saying, hey, this guy had multiple offenses against him. Why did we not do anything?
Yeah.
If you were to focus on those things,
nobody would argue against that.
And keep it very, very process oriented, and say, listen, we are a nation of immigrants. We want the husbands and wives and mothers and fathers and business owners that make our nation great, but we will absolutely not stand for multiple offense criminals who come into our country. And if you focus on that, that is such a solid argument. But instead, you have this policy that is so broad with like a hacksaw and a hammer, it's, and like, you're just hitting everybody,
Amy,
in the process.
Everything they do is ham-fisted. Yeah. Everything they do is with a sledgehammer when you need a knife.
Yeah, so I've spoken with members of Congress, and this is all being driven by the desire to get numbers. I mean, that's the whole point of this deportation. They want to beat Obama's record. The border's secure now, and we need to buttress the number of asylum judges we have so that we can hear these cases. And now people are going in to their asylum hearings and being swept up and taken out of the country. You know, it's messed up badly.
Yeah, it is. And I don't see an end in sight here. So at least not anytime soon, I guess. Hopefully something changes, but I can't see it happening.
Can I add one thing? Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
That texter says, like, Democratic made Trump what he is today.
Trying to say Democrats.
Made Trump what he is today. No, that's a cop out.
Take ownership.
And you're weak.
Take ownership of your vote.
No one, like my mom always said, no one can make you do anything.
Don't want to hear it. Own it.
Be better.
Own your actions.
I hope that's just unbelievable. Collateral damage. You know, that expression.
Yeah, it's a crazy way to look at this. It's nuts.
Wow.
Hancock and Kelly with us on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX. Let me tell you, he's had a really bad week this week, and it's of no fault of his own, I don't think, anyway. That is our Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, who actually is technically no longer sheriff.
Yeah.
Yes, he was removed from office by a judge after all the crap he's been getting into, and it looks like permanently he's going to be gone. John Hayden, the former police chief here in St. Louis, who retired, is now acting as the sheriff, and yesterday said that he is interested in taking over the role permanently. What do you guys think?
Good. I'm glad he's there. I'm glad that we've started this process to move on from Sheriff Montgomery. It's a shame he still hasn't figured out the predicament he's put himself in. I think the bigger question that's going to come out of this, Chris, and I think it would likely be addressed in the upcoming legislative session, as to whether or not St. Louis even needs these county offices. The city of St. Louis is a county and a city as one. A lot of people have a hard time understanding that. So, like in St. Louis County, we have a county prosecutor, we have county sheriff, etc. It's not necessary in a city that's a county that has one police office or one police department that already oversees it. And I think he's probably the best case for whacking some of these county offices.
Yeah, I mean, we, way back when I was in the legislature, we looked at that. We had an interim committee, and we studied. And, I mean, you'd have thought we were goring somebody's ox.
Right.
You know? And
What? Goring somebody's ox?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. You know,
is that a term?
Yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah. I have never heard that before.
I've heard it, but
I know that one well.
And goring somebody's ox.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
I don't make it. You know, I don't just sit here and make stuff up.
Well, make your thought.
Before
we go down that rabbit hole, answer your thought though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think you know, doing that, any kind of reform like that is all but impossible in this town.
But we have a it'd have to be done by the state.
Right.
So it's going to be the state representatives. Look, who in this governor, they've all had a target slash focus on St. Louis. When I say a target, many of the rural Republicans that just want to blow the city up. I believe this governor from St. Louis wants to help fix it. So they've got a very microscopic eye on St. Louis and how can we fix it and make it better, change it.
There you go.
So I think we might have to
gore some oxes.
And by the way, yeah, the best hope for some type of city county unification is going to have to come from the state, as opposed to where else. Did we figure out where that expression comes
from? Well, I just saw that it's usually used as the phrase. It depends on whose ox is gored.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never heard.
Well,
this
like goring somebody's ox. It doesn't sound good.
Well, so what if like if we do have a city county merger? It's that's what's on the flag, an ox.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's ox was gored.
Am I in trouble if I continue to fundraise for Alfred Montgomery?
Probably, buddy.
Okay.
Really?
I would have some questions as to the confidence of where that money would be in being spent. I don't think there's any allegations.
He's not doing it.
But I think he may be going to his legal defense.
Well, he's not doing it for anything illegal. It's just for outsized influence. Is what he's hoping for.
Yeah, I just like to, I want to help the sheriff build a ballroom.
Do you think he got to take the sheriff's jacket to jail?
For no, nothing in return. I just want to help him build a ballroom. So,
yeah. Do you think he got to take that fancy new jacket to jail with him? The one with the yellow things on it? I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the jacket.
It was a nice looking jacket.
The uniform he changed.
No, you don't get to take that with you.
Why not?
Well, that's
the sheriff
it's the property of the sheriff's office.
Huh.
Which just sucks because he looked great in it. He should be able to keep that.
You know, a sidebar to this whole story is that he got that position because he had the support from Megan Green.
Megan Green, Tashara Jones, all this progressive movement.
But their excuse was, we just didn't like Vernon Betts, so we would have endorsed anybody. That's what they did. It's not an excuse. It's not a good excuse.
If
but
that's the logic coming from the president of the Board of Aldermen, that ought to be concerning in itself.
Yeah.
Guys?
Yeah.
Snooker?
Not today.
Oh.
All right. Well, enjoy your weekend anyway.
It's supposed to be miserable tomorrow, isn't it?
No.
What do you mean?
It's
going
to
be okay?
No, sunny. It's going to be sunny and
I think we're getting sun for a while.
59?
All right. I think. I don't know.
If it is like spotty
rain. Maybe I'm just trying to scare people away from getting tea times.
Tomorrow, chilly with clouds and intervals of sun. A passing shower in the afternoon and evening. A high of 53.
Like Larry David.
Yeah.
There you go.
The weather's bad, so don't make a tea time.
Don't
call.
Let me get a tea time, people.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.